Good morning. Good morning. It's a lot of fun to see have all the children and all the excitement in the sanctuary this morning when we're celebrating our rally day. It's a little uncomfortable for me to be standing in the front of the congregation in a t-shirt, and Friday I was downtown at First Lutheran helping to serve a meal to the homeless and the poor folks downtown, and one of the guys who came through the line to receive a plate of food and a bowl of soup, it was probably 200 degrees in there, and I'm dishing out hot soup. So I am sweating and hot, and this guy comes through, and he's wearing this t-shirt. I mean, not this one. He's wearing this Live Generously t-shirt, and I said, I have a shirt just like that. And he said, and I'm sweating just like you too. So I have something in common with the homeless folks that are standing in line for food. But this is the theme of the service in the church. Today, September 8th, all over the United States, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA, there's 10,000 congregations, and a lot of those congregations participate in the God's Work Our Hands Sunday. And the living generously and doing God's work with our hands is part of that generosity. And today, you will see, if you were Google Earth and looked down at those 10,000 congregations, you'd see a lot of service shirts. Living generously and God's work, our hands, those bright yellow shirts that I didn't see. I think Elaine's got her yellow service shirt on. So we're happy that we can be doing service today, and I'll tell you a little bit about some of the service that we're doing. Today's worship service has been prepared by our children and the youth of our congregation, and we're really happy that that we have this opportunity to have the children participate. And our confirmation candidates will be sharing their faith statements instead of a sermon during the place of a sermon today. So I think we should just begin. Oh, we have some other announcements first. Okay. Where do you want to go?
Good morning. I'm Gail Bennett. I wanted to announce that the women's retreat that we attend with the Point Loma Presbyterian Church, kickoff is today. The retreat will be held January 24th to 26th, 2020. This year it's going to be at the Singing Hills Golf Resort way out in El Cajon. The keynote speaker is going to be Pastor Megan Cochran, who is the pastor at Westminster Presbyterian up the hill. And the theme is going to be grateful living. Scripture, psychology, and even biology teaches us the importance of gratitude. How do we actually live grateful lives? What does it mean to be grateful people in this world? Can you really be grateful for everything? And can gratitude transform your life? So that's sort of going to be the theme. So I have flyers. Registration is online through the Presbyterian Church website. And they have rooms for single, double, triple, or quadruple. So see me, and I'll give you a flyer after church. Thanks.
September 28th is when church mice are going to get together with hopefully some people here in the congregation to fill school bags. Their school bags still aren't in yet. We ordered them, and they should be in sometime this week. And we should have enough supplies for school bags. So if you could come in on Saturday, September 28th, between 11 and 4 to help fill them, we'd appreciate it. Thank you. Have any questions, see me after the service. Thanks.
Thank you. turn to face the cross and the bonds which you are able.
We come together because our God is good. God is the one who with love makes us, who out of love rescues us, and who through love changes us into better versions of ourselves.
Amen.
When we were baptized, we were made God's children. And God loves us no matter what we do, like He loves Jesus Christ, His only Son. Let us thank God for giving us the gift of baptism. We thank you, God. We pray, make your Spirit to fall like the rain upon us and renew our lives with the forgiveness, grace, and love which only you can give. May you be praised and honored through Jesus Christ, one God and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
God who can do all things, who makes us new through water and the Holy Spirit and forgives all our sins, strengthen us to do good and with the Holy Spirit's power, keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May God's gift of love in Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name. And finally, by your mercy, bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. So I gave Ben my microphone because he's the worship leader today. So I'm going to talk loud enough so that some of you might be able to hear me. Today we're doing a wonderful thing. You may have noticed that as the children came forward, they brought things. What did you bring?
I brought deodorant.
What did you bring, Chloe?
Mint.
Mint. What do you have? Soap, hand sanitizer. What do you have?
Socks.
What do you have? Chapstick. Socks.
I have a bowl of socks.
You have a bowl of socks. And what did you bring, Ben?
I bring the toothpaste.
Toothpaste. All of these things we're going to put together into a blessing bag. So one of each of these things will go into a bag. And we're going to have those bags
I have a question.
Because people who are without a house, living on the street, really, really need socks because they are standing and walking all day long. Their feet get very hot and sweaty, and they get very tired. And they don't have anywhere to clean their clothes. So their socks just get really grungy and bad, and they have to throw those socks away, and they love to get new socks because that feels so good on their feet. So we give them a couple pair of socks, some things that just to help them get through the day. Water is a good thing, and I think we have some bottles of water to put in those bags as well. These are things that people need. So I'm going to ask you to just to leave those things here, but let's line them up. Actually, Darlene, is this where you want them to be left?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put these. Let's put these over here. Yes. Yes. Oh, we put water. Yeah, we want to do that. Okay, we've got all of those things, and we'll do that after worship. And we, whoops.
Is it okay?
Yeah. We'd like to have some people help you with that. So the children will be putting these bags together as well as having
us?
A jump house.
Can I have kind of
them? No, these are for the homeless people. We've got other treats for us.
I think I know why we gave them this.
Why?
Because of breakfast.
Right, exactly. Because they don't have a place to wash their brush their teeth. Oh no, we'll put these in the bag. We'll put that together. Silly boy. So today. Boston next week. We'll do a farewell blessing for him, but I'm going to miss my sermon illustrations here. Today we have also a special event. I would like to ask Pearl and Stella to stand up. Stand up, Pearl. These girls are wearing dresses that their grandmother made for them for today. And would you tell me about your dress?
Here we have the cross, and here's the lace bow. Here there are lace bows on the sleeves, and then you have the chain inside, so and a little ring on
it. So Stella and Pearl, is your dress the same, Pearl? With the signs of Holy Communion on it. They're making their first communion today. And I have a certificate for you and a certificate for you for their first communion today. And we hope that you join us for communion many, many times after this. Now, I'm going to invite on the stage.
We're going to
take a special offering. So I want to give the people in the congregation a little warning. That was your warning. Get your money out of your pockets. The offering that we're taking right now is not the regular Sunday offering. You get a chance to contribute to the welfare of the whole church in a few minutes. But right now, the offering that we're taking with Cameron and Kenny. Where's Kenny?
I asked you.
Oh, there. Okay. Kenny, would you go over and get the two plates? Each one of you get a plate. And this offering is to support our Sunday school and vacation Bible school ministry at St. Peter's. So, you need to stand up. Stand up here. I'm going to step out of the way so you can take this spot. Step over here. Stand up, boys. You're going to sing. Stand up.
first reading from Deuteronomy. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will possess you, will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you in length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in praying Psalm 1. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful.
Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due seasons, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper.
It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff.
Therefore, the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous.
The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Lake Galilee, and many people followed him because they saw the miracles that he did to heal the sick. Jesus went up on a hill and sat down there with his followers. It was almost time for the Jewish feast of Passover. Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd of people coming toward him. He turned and said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread for all these people to eat?" Philip didn't know. He answered, "Someone would have to work almost a year to buy enough bread for each person here to have only a little piece." Another follower there was Andrew. He was Simon Peter's brother. Andrew said, "There's a small boy here, and he has lunch. He has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fish. But that's not enough for all of these people." Jesus said, "Tell the people to sit down." This was a very grassy place. There were about 5,000 people there. Jesus took the loaves of bread from that little boy. He asked God to bless this bread. He thanked God for the bread. And then he gave it to the people who were sitting there. And then he did the same with the fish. And he gave them as much as they wanted.
And they all had enough to eat. And when they had filled up their tummies with bread and fish and could eat no more, Jesus said to his followers, gather up the leftovers. Gather up all of the fish and the bread that was not eaten. Don't waste anything. So they gathered up all the pieces that were left, and they filled 12 large baskets with the pieces that were left from those 5 loaves of barley bread and those 2 little fish. When the people saw this miracle that Jesus did, they said, he must surely be the prophet that God has sent into the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you can be seated. I selected that gospel reading for today, stepping aside from our appointed lectionary reading today, because of the emphasis in this story. Of course, we pick up a story out of the New Testament gospel and we read the story. We know who the hero is in the story. We know that this is going to be a story about Jesus. But there's another hero in this story. And it was a little boy. It was a little boy who decided to live generously, who decided to share the small thing that he had. Because he could have thought, what in the world good is 5 little loaves of bread, 5 buns, and 2 little fish, not even enough to make enough sandwiches just for me and my family. What good is that going to be for 5,000 people? But he trusted in God. He trusted in Jesus, that Jesus would know what to do. And he did. Jesus took that bread and shared it. Sometimes we act like that. We say, oh, I'm not, what do I have? I don't have much to share. I'm just a kid. What could I do? Well, in this story, it's the kid that saves the day. Sometimes we think we're not very smart, or we're not very rich, or we're not very athletic, or not very whatever, 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 to make us feel small. Sometimes we make ourselves feel small, and Jesus says, you have enough. It's exactly what I need. What you have is exactly what I need to do God's work, to let the world know that you all are loved by God. Today, we're going to take something small, my confirmation class of 4 lovely, wonderful young people. Last week, we heard Hannah's faith statement and Maya's faith statement. Today, we'll hear Hannah's and Sam's and Ian's, and they will share their faith statement now. So I would invite you to come forward in the order that you have practiced.
Hi, my name is Ian, and I have been with the church just shy of 13 years. As you can see, I only have one hand. I still do all the same things you would do. I have tons of experiences through the church with my family. One of them being Taco, also known as Third Avenue Charitable Organization. I help pass out the food to the homeless, and you get to meet a lot of people. Another memory is helping with loaves and fishes, packing up the items for people who need them the most, like we're doing next week. This makes me feel like giving is the way that I am serving Christ. Lastly, I helped with blessing of the animals. We got to see many types of animals, dogs, cats, ants, and even a hamster. I enjoyed seeing all of the animals being brought to be blessed. Not only the animals were happy, but the owners were very happy too. So I think everyone enjoyed it. Youth groups have helped me know that everyone is made how God intended them to be. At confirmation camp, I was the only boy in our group, so I had to meet new friends to hang out with. There was a baby goat born there. We slept outside one night at camp. We watched a movie and then went to sleep. When I woke up, I saw the beautiful sky above and got a fresh breeze of air. I got to see the city below, and it was a breathtaking view, an amazing way to wake up. During camp one night, during one of our cabin meetings, we were choosing what to do the next day when we saw a shower knob fly off and water spraying everywhere. We had to get everyone to the other side of the cabin, and I had to run to find another counselor to help fix the shower. When I went to the other side to get help, the counselor suggested that we go to the cafeteria and have a midnight snack. So we enjoyed our snack while waiting for the shower to be fixed. Everybody was okay, but we had to repair it to go to sleep, so we didn't go to sleep for a long time. Other than that, we had an amazing time. Confirmation camp showed me others who are a part of God's family. One year, I gave a faith talk about the endowment committee. After that, Phil Goshwitz showed that he didn't know that I only had one hand. I was shocked to think it was obvious, but I kind of think it's good when others don't notice it. It makes me feel like I'm normal two-handed. But really, God made me just one-handed the way he wanted me to be. Another experience with the church is my baptism. My baptism means to me that I have God's guidance and protection. Pastor Karen was the person who baptized me, and I was baptized on December 24, 2006. Baptism to me is letting me feel comforted by God because we are already a child of God from birth, so my baptism secures it. Pastor Karen has been encouraging and influential during my faith journey. Doris has helped me realize that God will always be by your side through songs we have sung. My family has showed me the church and the way of God. My sponsor, Steve Silva, has helped me by telling me about his confirmation, showing me the path he took with his faith, and guiding me the right way. He holds me in his prayers, and that makes me feel cared for and safer. Being a Christian helps me in school because it makes me be kind and help others when needed. The importance of Sunday worship and Holy Communion is to connect with God and guide us in the ways he intended us to be. The prayer is very important because it helps me connect with God when I can't make it to church or if I'm having a hard time or someone I know is going through tough times. And the verse I chose is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 through 8. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green in the year of the drought. It is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. This reading spoke to me during church one day. It reminds me that God will always be there, and we should believe and trust in him. Through faith, I have the power to do anything I believe in, because God is always at my side. The roots in this verse remind me of prayers from other people to help me get through tough times. And I know that God is with me. Trust and believe.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I first started going to church when I was 8 years old, and my family and I went to our neighborhood church steadily for a few years. Sometime within that 2 to 3 year time frame, me and my sisters were baptized. Along with that baptism, the church gave me an illustrated Bible that I read multiple times through. It contained outtakes of all the major Bible stories, my favorite being Noah's Ark. I just couldn't wrap my head around how he fit two of every species on the planet in a boat. I thought it was full of baloney at first, but it could be anything from a metaphor to a true story, so what's the point in hypothesizing? Anyway, shortly after my sisters and I were baptized, we decided to change churches for various reasons, so for a few Sundays we started scouting out possible churches to join and ultimately joined St. Peter's by the Sea, where I began confirmation class. The church has changed my life in many ways. For one thing, I get to go to church almost every Sunday and talk to people instead of sleeping until noon. If I'm being honest with myself, I would probably choose to sleep in. But I'm only a little angry with my parents for forcing me to go because the church has given me a moral code to follow with lasting rewards and consequences. It makes me think twice before I act. Church has taught me compassion, light social skills, and how to do arts and crafts. So I'm way nicer and people like me better. Oh, boy. So in a way, church got me more friends. Church also helped me rekindle my love for animals by giving me the opportunity to watch the disgustingly beautiful miracle of goat birth. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail for obvious reasons, but if I could describe it in three words, I would say freaky, nasty, and most importantly, enlightening. It really wasn't as bad as I thought it would be from National Geographic documentaries. Okay. The Holy Trinity is an interesting concept and how ridiculously complicated it can be, and it gives me a headache just thinking about it. But I mostly focus on one aspect at a time just to make it easy. I guess the aspect of the Son is the one closest to me. He paid the ultimate sacrifice for the entirety of the human race, so I don't have to spend my life trying to be perfect. And then on top of that, when I come to him with problems, he listens. It doesn't always fix the problem, but prayer makes me feel like everything is going to turn out okay. To me, Jesus is like a superhero. For confirmation class, I was asked to choose a Bible verse to stick by and remember my whole life. And after a bit of deliberation, I chose Joshua 1:9. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. This verse is almost too perfect. If I'm going to hold on to one message from the Bible, it's this. When my future self inevitably reads this, they're hopefully going to remember writing this and find it helpful and uplifting, because that's the best I can really hope for my future. I don't really need courage right now, but from what I hear about adulthood, it's going to be a bumpy ride full of student debt. Student debt, cramped studio apartments, and minimum wage jobs. At that point in my life, I'm pretty sure I'm going to need oodles of courage.
Good morning. My name is Hannah Zimmerman, and I've been going to this church all my life. It all started when my grandma first came to the church in 1974 and decided to take her kids too. At this time, my mother was 2 years old. After many years, my mother got married to my dad and decided they wanted both of their children to be baptized and to start their journey of faith at the same church. For me, this church was the first church I have ever been to, and while being here, I've met a lot of people that were so welcoming. My first official time at this church was my baptism. To me, my baptism was the start of my journey through this religion. It also was a way to show that I was now a child of God. Obviously, I don't remember it, but I know that it will always be a very important part of my life. While at this church, I've learned many important things about God. Some people who have really helped me through this journey would have to be my mother and grandmother. Both have been taking me to church since I was born and helping me see the importance of God. My grandma especially has helped me to understand the meaning behind every sermon. Another person who has helped me would be my sponsor, Scott Walls, because he taught me that God can be inspiring. Something that has really impacted me would have to be confirmation camp. This camp was a great experience to meet new people and learn new things about God that would be significant to me in my future. It was also filled with fun activities that were fun, a way to learn new things that I know I will remember in my lifetime. At church, I learned many things about Jesus. To me, Jesus is an important religious figure. For me, what stood out the most about him were the things he did. In his lifetime, he would help and take care of the people around him. I thought this was important and selfless because nowadays people don't care about others, but instead only care about themselves. Which now brings me to my Bible verse and why I chose it. For me, my Bible verse, I chose Peter chapter 3, verse 11. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. This verse stood out to me because at the time I chose it, there was a lot of violence happening, and I think that everyone should find peace in the world. As a Christian student, this really stands out to me because not only do I focus on the needs of myself, but also the needs of others. For me, I think that Holy Communion is really important because when I receive communion, I feel blessed and protected by Jesus. I also feel that Sunday worship is important in my life because at the end of worship, I feel loved by Christ himself and the people around me. I also believe this is important because it's a great way to get out and meet new people who are so welcoming and share the same beliefs as you. Since we are talking about Sunday worship and its importance, I think I would like to say why prayer is important to me. For me, prayer is important because it's a way to thank God for all that He has done and a way for me to share my love for others. Some things I do to serve Christ would be that I have helped out by volunteering to be an acolyte during church services. I also help by working in the nursery and helping out with coffee hour. In the future, I look forward to continue to give back to the church. Thank you.
To ask the Sunday school teachers to come forward. Nikki Bothwell. Go find her. Oh, here she is. Come on up. Come through there. Colleen Doring, Valerie Lawson, Ellen Schmieding. Deirdre Slaughter is out of town. We'll pray for her in absentia. John Smart, Darlene Morrow-Truber, and Terry Webster. Have you all in place? These are the people that share their faith week by week by instructing our children, by going to Sunday school class with them. Kara has been our education director, chairperson for the past year, and so we want to show a special thank you to her. Especially, she should get a Purple Heart for Vacation Bible School, pulling that off after we had a few bumps in the road. Thank you so much, Kara. Let's ask God's blessing on these people. God calls us all to grow in knowledge and wisdom, to go and tell what we have heard and seen and learned. Our congregation has been blessed by those who are willing to prepare and teach Sunday school. As our teachers prepare lessons, they have been blessed by the lively encounter with God's word and your people. They have been blessed, and they have been a great blessing. They have shared their faith, and the faith of our young grows and deepens. We thank you, God, for these teachers, for their good faith sharing, for creativity and patience in the learning process. They help us all to learn to know you and learn about you. Bless these teachers, we pray. Infuse them and all of us with an eagerness to dwell in you and your word and to share faith. And may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the gift that I have for you is because you do such a beautiful job of sharing faith. Continue to share your faith. Some of them have a magnet, and some of them have a stand. If you'd rather have a stand than a magnet, you can tackle somebody on their way out. So let's offer our thanks as they go forward. Oh, no, I know where to put it.